God takes pleasure in the prospering of His servants, His family, His children. He takes pleasure in your prospering. He doesn't take pleasure in putting you down, knocking you down, and causing some disastrous thing to come on you. No, if you listen to Him, you miss the disaster.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland brings a message on finding your place in the kingdom of God. Discover the joy that is available as you find yourself in His Word.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer and we'll get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, we thank You. We just give You praise and we worship You. We open our hearts, we open our minds to receive revelation from heaven. Oh, Father, we want to know the kingdom of God. We want to know more about Jesus. We want to be just like You, live like You, talk like You, and get Your results in the earth the same as You did when You were here, Jesus. That's our dream and that's our mission and that's our faith, and we are determined to live by faith and to walk in love, and everything's going to be all right. And we thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open our Bibles today to the 17th chapter of Jeremiah. We've looked at this before. But we're going into an area that I believe God here today. I believe there's going to be more revelation about what do we do now than there ever has been in our lives before. And this is part of it. So Jeremiah chapter 17 and the 5th verse. Thus saith the Lord. Who said this? The Lord's talking. Cursed be the man that trusts in man. Or like this, cursed be the man that puts his trust in what man can do to meet his needs. Now, that can mean my job. That can mean the government. That can mean myself, my own flesh, what I can do. Amen. Cursed is the man that trusts in man and makes flesh his arm or his source of supply, his authority, and so forth. Now, whose heart departs from the Lord. Now, listen to this. Whose heart departs from the Lord. Do you get that? Now, this is not some fella out here in the world. This is not some guy that doesn't know God. Now, the thing you have to realize here, this doesn't happen suddenly where somebody, some Christian man, or in this case, this covenant man, this Jewish businessman, or whomever he was, he didn't just wake up some morning and say, forget God. Well, he might have, but that's not what he's talking about here. That's not what this is implying. This is a man who's allowed his heart and his mind and his eyes and his ears get away from looking at God. And he begins to look at the circumstances. He begins to look at what's around him. Now, this is tremendously easy for us to do today because we've got so much media. We're the noisiest generation in the history of mankind. I mean, we got something blaring at us all the time, and 99.9% of it isn't any good. So we drift away from the Word, not spending time in the Word. Don't know who we are in Christ Jesus, but we're going to find out. In this week, we're going to find out more probably than you've ever realized before. God has me learning more and more and more, faster and faster than I ever have in my life. And Gloria and I have been living this way for almost 45 years now. Praise God. Now, cursed is the man. Now, I want you to notice that. This man has taken his eyes off of the blessing and he has shifted over to the curse, probably not realizing what he was doing. Could have been that he just decided just to forget it, but he's cursed. Now, wherever you put your trust, you will receive what that trust produces. If you're looking to man, I'll tell you, all you're going to get is what man can do, and when man's trying to meet his own needs, he's cursed. And so you're going to get the curse right along with it all the time. You've been redeemed from the curse. Well, I just don't see why this is happening to me. I've heard people ask this question over and over and over and over and over again, and you're asking the wrong dumb question. I just don't know why bad things happen to good people, because good people do stupid things. Good people sow the wrong seed. Good people get their eyes off of God and get it over on the world system. Good people don't stay in contact with the Holy Ghost. Good people don't pray in tongues like they ought to. Good people don't hear God when He's speaking to them, and He talks all the time. He's speaking to you 24 hours a day, but we've been so spiritually dense we didn't hear it. When all the time, just a moment or two, just a moment of quietness, and the Lord say, wait a few minutes before you get in the car and head to the office. What? I'm late now. You rather be dead? Now, there were people that God spoke to on 9/11 that were late to work, and they were late. They were late to the attack. Now, that's all right, wasn't it? There was one man that his testimony was, his little daughter he was taking her to school, and all of a sudden, she just got so hungry, she could understand. She said, Daddy, I got to have something to eat. Well, he thought, I'm going to be late, but what difference does it make? I'm going to take her and get her something to eat. And they missed it. So, when you make your own decisions all the time, most of them will be wrong. Now, let's go on, because we're going to get into the how-to and what-if and all of that here lately. This man makes flesh his arm, whose heart departs from the Lord. Now, this is somebody that was there. This is somebody that was depending on God. This is somebody that was looking to the blessing. This is somebody that had chosen God, but somehow or another, it departed and he wandered all off around the place and he didn't have anywhere. What? And here he is now just cursed all over the place, and surely something will come out of his mouth like, God, why did this happen to me? Or some wonderful preacher will tell him something, you know, God did that to you, boy. I mean, no, God was over there. He got to looking somewhere else, trying to get his needs met by the arm of the flesh, and God wasn't over there. He should have been back over here where he was. Now, he shall be like the heath. A heath is a little stunted shrub that it can't grow. It's living in salt ground. And even if you try to water the thing, there's salt in that ground. It turns it salt water. And so the little shrub don't grow. Now, notice what happens. He's out there in the desert. He's like the heath, the shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes. Good come to him, he don't know it. He doesn't see it. Why? He's not looking at the blessing, so he doesn't recognize the blessing. God's trying to get to him all the time. Now, I want us to hold our place here because I'm going to show you something. And let's look in 1 Corinthians 12:18. Now notice. Now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. Well, now what pleases him? I heard one guy one time told me, he said, well, I'll tell you what, Brother Copeland. Yep, I'm part of the body of Christ, all right. Mm-hmm. I'm the armpit. Well, if I, you know, even the armpit in the body of Christ is rich. Amen. I mean, don't be belittling and despising the things of God like that. It's wrong. Now, I want you to notice in Psalm 35:2, it said God takes pleasure in the prospering of his servants, his family, his children. He takes pleasure in your prospering. He doesn't take pleasure in putting you down, knocking you down, and causing some disastrous thing to come on you. No, if you listen to him, you miss the disasters. If you listen to him, you're not there when the disasters take place. If you seek God and find out where the place is and find out what the plan is, and that's where you will be when the flood comes. I'm telling you that by missing these things, a whole lot of disasters come on Christian people that they shouldn't even have been there when they happened. Now, blessed is the man, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. That man's blessed. He's listening to God. He's watching in the Word of God. He's made a choice. This man, if you start drifting off the things of God, you're making a choice and you don't even know it. If you don't choose one or the other, guess where you're going to be? You're going to be just drifting down the river of life. And the problem with that river, the flow of life in the world system is down. That flow is negative. That flow is towards death. That flow is towards sickness and disease. That flow is towards poverty. That flow is where? It's flowing towards the curse. Jesus talked about that. He said, narrow is the way that leads to the righteousness of God, and straight. It's straight. It doesn't go all over the place. And he said, but broad is the way of destruction, and there's few that find the straight way, and a whole lot of people are going the other way. Why? They're drifting. I remember I had preached on that in a message or two, and Brother Savelle picked up on it, and I'll tell you, he preached a masterpiece on that one time, and he's talking about faith going upstream. And he said, man, you in your little old boat and you just going downstream. But he said, you get your faith paddle out and you begin to paddle that boat and you begin to turn it and it finally turns and it gets turned around and all them other people are floating downstream and they're looking over at you trying to go upstream. I said, he's crazy. Look at him. He said, why, who does he think he is? Why don't he go along with the rest of us? But no, man, you're going upstream. And he said, you just sit back and relax a little bit and think, well, this faith stuff's just too hard. Your little old boat just kind of, no, but you get back in a meeting and you get your faith going again. Well, that's exactly the truth. If you drift with the world, it'll take you to the curse. If you get in faith in God's Word and get your eye on Him and keep it on Jesus, it will take you into the blessing, and we're going to see that. Now, this is vital information. Verse 8. For he, the one that's blessed, whose hope is in the Lord, he shall be as a tree planted by the water that spreads out her roots by the river and shall not see when the drought comes. This one over here couldn't see when the blessing comes. This big tree can't see when the curse comes. Why? Because of the blessing wall that's up around it. Like, you remember about Job? I've told you this over and over, but I need to get this. The Spirit of God needs to get this implanted into your heart where it's just there all the time. You're aware of it all the time. Where the thing that Satan was so ticked off about Job, he said, does he serve you for nothing? You've blessed him. You've blessed all that he has. And look how rich he is. You build a wall around him. Amen. There's a blessing wall that separates us from the curse. It separates us from darkness. It separates us from sickness and disease. Don't you remember there was light in the land of Goshen and darkness in the land of Egypt? The one you choose to subject yourself to and under is the one from whom you receive. If you receive darkness, Jesus said, if your eye is dark, then you're filled with darkness. Now then, back here at this one again, we're going to go from this scripture to something else here. Spreads out her roots by the river and not see when the drought comes, but her leaf shall be green. This one over here is dried up to nothing. Her leaf is green. The Hebrew text says luxuriously, dressed luxuriously. And shall not be careful or anxious or fearful in the year of drought, or when the economy goes down, when the whole thing just dumps in the ditch. They don't pay any attention to that. He ain't living in that economy. He's living in the kingdom of God. You understand that now? Now, hang on to this carefully now, because I'm like Brother Creflo. We're working on something here, man. We're going somewhere now. Stay with me. Shall not be careful or anxious or withholding in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Now, the roots there are extremely important. You remember the prayer that the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus in the 3rd chapter? And in there he used this phrase, rooted and grounded in love. I'll tell you, when God is your source and you've made Jesus your choice, praise God, your roots are sunk into the love of God, and there's not anything in this universe that can overcome the power of His love. And it sinks deep down in that love. My God loves me. My Father loves me. I have no fear of man, and I have no fear of what anything or anybody can do to me. Perfected love casteth out fear. My faith is strong. Praise God. So my roots are sunk deep in His love. And He gives us all things richly to enjoy. Hallelujah. And those things that He gives me to enjoy meet my needs. He doesn't give me things just to meet my needs. Scripture doesn't say that. He says, you read it for yourself. Go read the two letters. I ain't even going to tell you which one it was. Go read both the letters that the Apostle Paul wrote to his spiritual son, Timothy. It's in there. He has given us all things richly to enjoy. Now, 1 John says, don't love things. No, God didn't give you that car to love. He gave it to you to enjoy. Amen. So, it meets your needs, but He gave it to you because He wants you to enjoy it. Hallelujah. So don't go around saying, oh, I just love my new car. Don't you love my new shirt? I love my new dress. I love my new house. No. Correct yourself. Come up from that. And fix your mouth over that. Pray, say, see, God is love. And if you just use the word love any old way you want to all the time, that's despising that name. And despise means to think little of and give it no honor. Well, I love pizza. Well, I'm sure that thrills God. I mean, but don't even need to go any further than that. Praise God. Now, let's take another look here at coming out of that place. Let's go over here to Deuteronomy. Let's look at that first. No, the Lord corrected me. I want to see this. And we'll look in the book of Colossians, and then we'll go over there. We're talking about the authority of darkness. And I want you to see something here. In Colossians chapter 1, it says in the 12th verse, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us able, M-E-E-T in the King James, but it's A-B-L-E in the Greek, made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Who hath? Oh, come on now. Listen to this now. You know what hath means? H-A-T-H. It means H-A-S already. Has already. Now notice this. He has already translated us. That means he's taken us out of something. He has delivered us from the power or the authority of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Oh, man. Hey, when you choose Jesus, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. You're not just born again, but you have been delivered from the authority of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God. Oh, come on now. Oh, glory be to Jesus. I don't preach myself happy. Glory to God. Amen.
God said, let there be light. At 186,000 miles a second, the universe was born. The creative power released in those words lives inside you right now. The first thing God did after he created human life was to give mankind the blessing. You cannot earn it, buy it, or demand it. The blessing is the very creative force of God that is given to every believer, setting them up to thrive. Kenneth Copeland's latest book, The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and Adds No Sorrow to It, is the result of over 40 years of study, practice, and down-to-earth insights on the blessing. Filled with real-world examples that transformed Kenneth from debt and doubt to a lifestyle of health, wealth, and peace. Living less than blessed, knowing there's more to life than what you see? Failure is not an option, and success is guaranteed when you unlock God's blessing in your life. Make the change. Start today. Order The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and He Adds No Sorrow with It, the newest book by Kenneth Copeland. Go to kcm.org and purchase your copy today for only $19.99 and save 20%. Discover the keys to living every day completely blessed, the keys that changed Kenneth Copeland's life forever. Go online or call our toll-free number and order The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and He Adds No Sorrow with It today. God has empowered you to succeed. It's time for you to live blessed.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Pearsons. Now, wasn't that a great message that you heard today from my grandfather, Kenneth Copeland? What an outstanding word. What a great thing to know that there's a blessed life, but there's also a cursed life. And God made it easy. He said, choose life. Now, everything you and I need to know about living in this blessing than you find in the Word of God. The Lord has ministered to my grandfather, and he's put it in this book called The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and He Adds No Sorrow With It. And the Word of God has changed my grandfather's life. It's changed his ministry. It's changed everything about the way he lives, and the same thing can happen to you too. You let the reality of the blessing revolutionize your way of thinking, and it fuels your faith, and you begin living on a level. I'm telling you, the world is not familiar with this kind of life, but it's God's will for you. And you study these things in this book, and it's going to be a blessing to you. Order your book today. Now, I want you to make this commitment today. Say, I'm going to keep my eyes on Jesus, and He will take me into the blessing. And that's exactly what's going to happen. Amen. I want to let you know that our East Coast Faith Conference called Live It is September 16th and 17th. It's at Secaucus, New Jersey. Now, Friday evening, Kenneth Copeland will be preaching and Stephen Kelly Swisher will be hosting this event. So partners, be sure you come and join them for this live event. It's going to be a great blessing to you. For more information on this meeting and other things going on at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, just simply visit kcm.org. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Jeremy Pearsons reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. Live at East Coast Faith Conference with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher, September 16th and 17th at the Meadowlands Exposition Center in Secaucus, New Jersey. Join Terry Copeland Pearsons for her Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference with guest Patsy Caminetti, September 28th through 30th. Come to the 2011 Word Explosion with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing, October 13th through 15th in Columbia, South Carolina. The Copelands welcome you the 10th through 12th of November to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org.
Hello, we're Ken and Gloria Copeland. God has a plan to distribute the anointing of Jesus throughout the body of Christ. Every member in it, not just the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. You need to know that plan of distribution. We just finished a week on that divine plan, so don't you miss it.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
The success of Jesus' ministry was because He said, I only say what I hear my Father say, and I only do what I see my Father do. Well, you have to spend time listening to what the Father says.